shaking.
Hey, Cody, just making some scrambled eggs.
Ah, the noble egg. Pearl of the dairy case. Pride of the poultry. Prince of protein.
So, you want to join me?
No way, man. That thing came out of a chicken's butt.
How was work?
Oh, tough. My back's been killing me all day. You know, we have to get a new bed. Our mattress is shot.
Yeah, I guess when they give out those 10-year guarantees, they don't have old Frankie in mind.
Oh, right, Conan.
It was you.
Stop laughing.
Why? It's a funny picture of you.
Well, Mom and Frank won't think it's funny. Look at the picture of me JT put in the school newspaper.
Like Frank.
Yeah, gosh darn it, JT, this isn't funny.
Sure it is. Karen's baby picture with her naked butt plastered across page one? That's got comedy written all over it.
Well, it humiliated me in front of the entire school. Mom, punish him.
I'm his stepmother. It's not my place. Frank, punish him.
JT. Your punishment is no,
driving privileges.
Driving privileges for,
a weekend.
For a week.
End.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm your father. I've spoken.
One weekend? That's not enough. Thanks for nothing. JT, I'm gonna get you for this.
Yeah, I can't believe you're punishing me. This stinks.
Well, we tried to help, and now both kids are miserable. I think our work here is done.
One, two, three, go.
What a surprise. I win.
Oh, come on now, just one more time. What's the score?
499 to nothing.
Okay, first one to 500.
Some weekend, I can't drive, and I'm stuck here watching Al play Beat the Geek.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to warn you about something so you don't make the same mistake I did. I rented this movie. It's called The Importance of Being Earnest. Total ripoff! Dude, Ernest isn't even in it. There ain't one, hey, Vern, in the whole flat.
Cody, since you're going to the video store, can I get a lift?
Sure, I just gotta make one stop. I got an appointment with Madame Sonia.
Madam Sonia? Who's that?
She's a psychic. Dude, seer of truths. Visionary into the future. And if you park in the lot, she validates.
Ah, Cody, I can't believe you fall for that kind of mumbo-jumbo. Cody, all psychics are phonies.
Not Madam Sonia. Dude, she's totally legit. Hey, just last week, she said that I had money and travel in my future. And you know what? The very next day, I found this.
Big deal. It's a quarter.
Look again, my friend. It's a Canadian quarter. From Canada.
So?
Not only did I find money just like Madame Sonia said, but I gotta go to Canada to spend it. Coincidence? I think not.
Okay, Cody, I'll go. At least I can get a ride to the video store.
Cool. Maybe I'll rent The Hunchback of Notre Dame, you know? I've been in the mood for a good football movie. Dude, Madame Sonia is totally amazing. I got an appointment at 11 o'clock. I bet she already knows I'm here.
Cody?
Dude, is she psychic or what?
Welcome. Enter.
All right. Man, I love this place. Homey, yet suggestively clairvoyant. Madame Sonia, this is my cousin JT. JT, this is Madame Sonia. Psychic advisor, palm reader, and keys made while you wait.
Nice to meet you, JT. Sit.
Okay.
Sit. Would you like me to read your palm, or perhaps I could do your astrological chart?
Oh,
No offense, Madam Sonia. I'm not into the fortune-telling stuff.
That's okay. I understand. There are many non-believers. That's why I got the key thing going for me.
JT, let her read your palm.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's okay, Cody. Palm reading isn't for everybody. If JT does not want to try it, I understand.
What?
Your shoulder is very hot.
It is?
Yes. Someone is very upset with you. It is a woman. A dark-haired woman. I can feel her anger like a fire. It burns my hand.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thanks for the tip. I'll have that burning shoulder thing checked out real soon.
You better hurry, because something bad is going to happen to you.
What?
I'm not sure.
Well, here, read. What is it?
Oh, JT! This dark-haired woman wants revenge! I see her clearly. She's wearing red. Her name begins with the letter K. To make you feel safe, she will apologize for something and treat you very nice. And then, in the midst of a thunderstorm, at the stroke of midnight tonight, she will kill you.
Did you park in the lot?
Oh. I learned my lesson the first time.
Oh, Carol. You know how you've been complaining about our mattress lately? Well, I just got a terrific deal on a bed.
Really? You bought us a new bed?
Yeah, well, it's not exactly new. You know, the Dexters who live down the street, they were having a yard sale, and they sold me their snooze-o-matic adjustable bed.
You bought us a bed at a yard sale?
Carol, this is the deal of the century. This bed is less than a year old, and it does everything. It raises your feet, it raises your head, it even has a vibrating massage setting.
Oh, well, I like that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Frank. If this bed is so terrific, how come the Dexters are getting rid of it?
Well, let's face it, honey. The Dexters are getting pretty old, and they're confused by mechanical things. Len Dexter's VCR still flashes 12, 12, 12. Like he doesn't know how to put a piece of tape over that?
I'm telling you, Cody. Madam Sonia's a quack, and if you believe her, you're more of a wacko than she is.
Yeah? Well, you won't be laughing when you wake up dead tomorrow.
Cody, what's going on?
My awesome psychic predictor lady, Madam Sonia, told JT that he's gonna be killed at midnight tonight by some babe wearing red.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, check it out. She said that a dark-haired girl with a letter K in her name was really angry at JT, and she was gonna kill him. But first, she was going to apologize to him. And then she was going to, like, be real nice to him to gain his trust. And then there's going to be a thunderstorm. And then at the stroke of midnight tonight, she's going to waste him. We got to do something, Uncle Frank.
Oh, Cody, you're such a trusting person, but think about it. Nobody's going to kill JT. Besides, where is this mysterious girl in red with the letter K in her name supposed to come from?
Everybody. Look at the new sweater I bought at the mall.
The dark-haired babe in red. Say, Karen, you spell your name with a C or a K?
With a K?
JT! JT, I cannot believe you are just calmly going about your life when Karen is going to kill you in less than 4 hours.
Cody, you are the only person who thinks I'm going to die tonight.
Hey, JT, heard you're going to die tonight.
Isn't it a shame, little cuz?
Yeah, that's awful. Can I have your stereo?
Get lost, little vulture.
Jeez, I thought people were supposed to be nice when they know they're gonna die.
JT, I still think we ought to throw all your stuff into my van and head for the hills.
Cody, I'd love to believe you in the psychic key, lady, but I don't. So I'm gonna go on living my life like normal.
Hi, guys.
Enter death.
Listen, JT, I've been thinking about it. I feel real bad about getting you in trouble, so I want to apologize. I'm really sorry. I hope you can forgive me.
Dude, she apologized! Get in the van!
Cody, it doesn't mean anything.
Sure it does. It's one of the clues. She's already wearing red. Her name begins with a K. She just apologized to you. Next, she'll probably start acting nice to you. And then there's going to be a thunderstorm. And then at the stroke of midnight tonight, you're toast.
Cody, Karen, a murderer? Get real. She's not the type.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it always is with these psychos. Take that dude Hannibal the Cannibal Lecter, for instance. A nice enough guy. You could be friends with him. Right up until the time when he hacks out your liver and serves it up with that fine Chianti.
Cody, the only psycho around here is you.
Okay. But if she starts acting nice to you, hold on to your body parts.
Hi, JT. Are you hungry? I made you a sandwich.
You made me a sandwich?
Yeah, ham and cheese.
Your favorite. Isn't that nice?
Dude, she's got a knife.
Oh, Cody, this isn't a knife. This is a knife.
In the new bed.
Featuring the Snooze-O-Matic, all the latest bedroom technology for your sleeping and dancing pleasure.
Cha cha cha.
What?
It's JT. Can I sleep with you guys tonight?
No.
But Karen's gonna kill me at midnight.
JT, if you don't get away from that door, I'm going to kill you right now.
But, Dad, I'm serious.
JT, we have been over this a dozen times. Karen is not going to kill you. Now go to bed and leave us alone.
Oh, fine. But when you find my body in a pool of blood, it'll be all your fault.
Okay, good night. And now, Snooze-O-Matic feature numero uno, the magic massage.
Hey, there's something wrong with the bed.
Yeah, but it's kind of exciting. Just go with it, honey. Okay, where were we?
Frank, I just need a few minutes to calm down.
Yeah. Me too. Okay, all better. How about you?
No, Frank, I think I'll just read for a while.
Well, then I guess I will too. And the Snooze-O-Matic will raise my back to the perfect reading position.
Thank you. nice. Yeah.
Do I know my beds or what? I fixed it.
Oh, God, it's alive.
Oh. Don't worry, honey. We're here, honey. You want to,
Frank!
I guess you're not in the mood.
Idiot.
Cody, what time is it?
5 to 12. But don't worry, cuz. No matter what happens, I'll be right here by your side.
Thanks, Cody.
Of course, won't do any good, because you're doomed. But I'll be right here.
I wonder how Karen's gonna do me in. A knife? A blunt object?
Nah, Karen's much too crafty for conventional weapons.
Hot chocolate, JT? It'll help you sleep. Just a few sips and you'll be out. Like that.
Death by Coco.
Well?
No, thanks. I'm not thirsty.
It'll warm you up.
I'm not cold.
It'll help you relax.
I'm not nervous.
Drink the damn Coco!
Look, Karen, I know you're mad at me because I put your baby picture in the school newspaper, but you gotta give me a chance to apologize.
Forget it, JT. For 2 years, you've made my life a living hell. So, if you won't drink the Coco, I'll just have to cut you some cake.
Karen, you gotta forgive me. I'm too young to die. I know I'm scum. I'm dirt. I'm worthless. But you can't kill me. I'm begging. I'm pleading.
That must be very humiliating.
Yes, it is. Totally humiliating.
Remember when I said I'd get back you for putting my baby picture in the school newspaper?
Yeah.
I just did. Rubber knife.
Oh, man. You set me up.
Yeah, it was easy. Once Mom told me about those stupid predictions, I just threw out the bait and reeled you in like a big stupid bass. And best of all, I've got it all on tape for the whole school to hear.
I'm scum, I'm dirt, I'm worthless. I'm scum, I'm dirt, I'm worthless. I'm scum, I'm dirt, I'm worthless.
I think I have a new favorite song.
Wow. Madame Sonia was wrong. Guess I better rethink my trip to Canada.